Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto Spring Film Festival season is on its way, with Real Abilities Film Festival starting on Monday through June 10th, bringing films by and about people with disabilities and deaf people. There's a comedy night, workshops, panels, and lots of films. This is a hybrid festival with both digital and in-person events. And then there's Inside Out, just around the corner, starting on May 26th, featuring world premieres of films with 2S LGBTQ+ themes, actors and filmmakers. And the tickets are going fast. You better reach them soon. But this week, I'm taking you around the world with new movies from the UK, Germany, and Thailand. There's an aristocratic family on the Riviera looking for a villa, an ambitious young man in Paris seeking his fortune, and a woman in Colombia looking for an explanation to a strange noise she thinks she heard. Memoria, written and directed by Apichatpong Wirasatakun. Jessica Holland, played by Tilda Swinton, is a middle-aged Scottish professional living in Bogota, Colombia. She's helping out her married sister, Karen, who is in hospital after being struck by a mysterious ailment. But one night, she's awakened by a loud boom, a noise that no one seems to notice except her. So she decides to investigate. She's referred to a young man named Hernan Bedoya, played by Juan Pablo Urrego, who is a sound engineer in a recording studio. Hernan says he can locate and synthesize the exact sound she remembers based on her description alone. Well, sparks fly between the two of them, and it seems like their professional relationship may become personal. Jessica knows what the sound she heard was, but not what it means. And she needs to learn more. So she leaves Hernan and travels inland toward Medellin. On the way, she meets an older man, played by Elkin Diaz, who lives in an isolated cabin and does nothing all day except scaling fish. He's not just off the grin. This guy avoids it like the plague. He won't go near a radio, TV, or cell phone, anything like that. The noise is just too much for him. You see, he's blessed or cursed with a unique ability. He hears every story from the beginning of time just by touching a stone where it took place. And what's his name? Hernan Bedoya. Same as the young guy she met before. Memoria is a hauntingly beautiful art house film about storytelling, mysticism, and perception. Like all of Apichatpong's movies, it's not mainstream, so don't go expecting a Hollywood fantasy. The scenes are long and pensive, often with no dialogue or camera movement for long stretches of time, and it's full of seemingly mundane hospital rooms and institutional hallways. But despite the ordinary images and slow pace, this is a fascinating movie with exquisite cinematography, amazing soundscapes, and terrific acting. Tilda Swinton, of course, but all the rest of them, many people you've never seen before, with lots of strange, unexplained scenes you can just enjoy, even if you don't understand them at all. Apichatpong is a Thai master director, and this is his first one made outside the country, with much of the dialogue in Spanish, but it doesn't matter. It fits so clearly within his body of work. What a lovely film Memoria is. Downton Abbey, A New Era, directed by Simon Curtis. It's 1930, the height of the Depression, but nothing to do with this movie, in Yorkshire, England, and the aristocratic Crawley family, along with their many relatives, in-laws, and servants, are celebrating the marriage of a daughter to their former chauffeur, perhaps bridging the gap between upstairs and downstairs for the first time. Aside from the wedding, two other big changes occur at Downton Abbey, the name of the manor. The family matriarch, Violet, played by Maggie Smith, discovers she's inherited a villa in the south of France, possibly the estate of a long-lost Frenchman she once knew. And, at the same time, a producer wants to use Downton Abbey as a location for a film he's shooting. And even really rich people still need money to keep their mansions in good state. So, half the family travels off to the French Riviera to investigate their possible new property, while the other half stays back while a movie is being shot in their own hallowed halls. But there are complications. Can't have a movie without complications. It's revealed that Violet may have had an affair there many years ago, and her son, now the patriarch of Downton Abbey, may have been illegitimate. Meanwhile, the film they're shooting, it's 1930. They have to turn it into a talkie halfway through. This is fine for the dashing male lead who speaks received pronunciation, but not for the beautiful female star with her shrill working class accent. Very similar to Singing in the Rain, isn't it? Anyway, many people in the family and the staff are involved in various love affairs, relationships, squabbles, and things like that. What new changes are afoot at Downton Abbey? Okay, Downton Abbey, the new era, is an anodyne soap opera that feels like two episodes loosely linked together and projected onto the big screen. And calling it a movie. While the previous movie version of Downton Abbey a few years ago was cinematic with a royal visit, assassins, chase scenes, shootouts, intrigue, and a passionate love affair, this one seems to exist so diehard Downton Abbey fans can catch up on all their favorite characters. Which is well and good if you are a lover of this soap. It's very predictable with few surprises. The acting, though, is great, including Imelda Staunton, Dominic West, Tuppence Middleton, and way more than I could ever name in one review. The dialogue is smooth, the stately home setting is fun to look at, and the characters are enjoyable. So if you're a fan of the series, personally I hated it, I'm sure you'll find lots to enjoy in this latest installment. Otherwise, it's just a comfortable, bland 90 minutes. Confessions of Felix Krull, co-written and directed by Detlev Bach. It's 1900 at a Grand Hotel in Paris. Felix Krull, played by Yanis Nivoner, is a handsome, charming, and eloquent young man with great ambitions. But he's not a guest at this hotel. He's the elevator boy. Though raised in a middle-class family in Rhineland, he was left penniless and fatherless when the family wine fortune went bankrupt. So, after avoiding the draft with the help of a beautiful woman named Zaza, his one true love, played by Liv Lisa Fries, he makes his way alone to Paris to seek his fortune. But though beautiful on the outside, the hotel is a den of iniquity and corruption through and through. Worst of all is Stanko, the maitre d' with his hand in everyone's pocket. He's a combination pimp, extortionist, blackmailer, and thug who arranges trysts for all the young employees, male and female, to meet with the rich and powerful guests, carnally speaking, keeping a large percentage for himself. And though Felix, now known as Armand the Elevator Boy, resists at first, he soon recognizes that this, quote, side work is the only way to rise up in status. He has secret affairs with a number of people simultaneously, including Madame Hupfley, a lonely woman married to an Alsatian toilet mogul, who pays Armand, or Felix, with her seemingly endless supply of pearl necklaces. He also meets a French marquis, a Scottish lord, an eccentric professor, and various other members of the upper crust. But though he becomes increasingly rich and well-dressed, can material wealth ever help him rise within this rigid class system? Or are we trapped in the class we come from? And can he hold on to his morals? And when Zaza appears in Paris, standing beside the same marquee, things start to get complicated. Confessions of Felix Krull is a wonderful adaptation of Thomas Mann's unfinished coming-of-age novel. When I was a teenager, I carried a hardcover copy of that book as I traveled across Europe, reading it when I went to Germany and France and Switzerland. So I'm thrilled to see it on the big screen as a big budget movie. Most of the story is told by Felix to the Marquis as part confession and part con job, or so it seems. But Felix is not an immoral criminal. He's the most upright and just character in the story, despite his frequent deceptions. All the actors, but especially David Cross from Krabat and the Reader, as the Marquis, Liv Lisa Fries as Zaza, she's from Babylon Berlin, and newcomer Yenis Nivoner, are just so much fun to watch together. It's an historical period piece about a long ago, long gone world, but it still feels totally fresh, never turgid. I recommend this one. And it's playing as part of the Goethe film series called The Art of the Con. Memento just opened in Toronto at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. Confessions of Felix Krull is playing one night only on May 19th, also at TIFF. And Downton Abbey, A New Era, opens next week in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.